ABC Radio Australia.
To Timor-Leste, President José Ramos Horta says a meeting with the survivors of convicted paedophile Richard Dashbucks did not influence his decision not to grant the American a presidential pardon. The former Catholic priest, who is serving 12 years in prison for sexually abusing young Timorese girls, had been nominated by the government for a presidential pardon. But Ramos Horta told a press conference in Dili that his decision was not influenced by public sentiment or the voices of survivors.
The government, usually they would send from the Ministério de Justiça a long list with different recommendations. But I focus on what I believe, because I also have the names. People go to Pecora, go to Bledo, go to Suai, to check, listen to Director Regional, listen to Ministério de Justiça. Then the only names that I had and agreed were these six. Yeah, I listened to some, but mostly the victims, that to see how to help them more, to the victims in terms of jobs, in terms of education. Then when I meet with them, I don't want to hear their stories, because the stories are in their reports. I don't want to start asking questions. I'm not a PGR, I'm not a police, you know, I just say what you need. So I try to help them.
As a civil society organization, FOCUPERS would like to express our sincere appreciation to His Excellency Mr. President for his strong commitment to uphold the rule of law and for showing sensitive in ensuring justice for women and girls who are victims of sexual abuse, especially children. This also tells the world the decision of not grant the clemency to the abusers. This is also tell the world that our justice system supports the victims, and that crimes like sexual violence and child abuse must be punished. We must continue working as a civil society, FOCUPERS, and other civil society. We must continue working hard to prevent abuse and protect our children in our future. Especially as a FOCUPERS, we remain bold in our mission to protect women and girls who are victims of abuse and to promote their right, so they can live free from any form of violence. We will continue to stand beside them, raise their voices, and advocate for justice on their behalf.
Do you think you have a lot of many other cases regarding to the sexual abuse case that happening in Timor, especially pedophilia, that happened to the children in Timor?
Based on our experience, we have some victims who stay in a safe house. We recognize that deal with the victims of sexual abuse, we take long time how to recuperate them from their trauma. This is a long process.
Did you worry about the next year if there might be another pardon proposal for Richard Dashbucks from the government? My last question is about did you worry there might be another proposal from the government to give pardons to the Richard Dashbucks?
As I say before, we are stand beside them, especially the victims. Even in a future that might be happen, as a civil society, we strong to advocate it through the justice system, and also to raise awareness. State itself, the president, might be stand in their position that justice for victims should be number one.
And that is Dominguez Afonso Amaral, Executive Director of Women's Organisation Focupus, sharing her thoughts about the situation with our ABC reporter Vonya Vieira in Timor.